Deuteronomy chapter 18. As you know, we were studying Luke, and we got to the end of Luke where our Lord preached to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And it says, he said to them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And then he opened their understanding that they might understand the Scripture. And this is an understanding of the Scripture, that it is written that it behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. So Christ crucified is the subject. He is the subject of all Scripture. This is why they're written. And the Scripture says, "To him give all the prophets witness." He began in Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalm. All right, let's look at Moses. So Deuteronomy 18, this is where we're at. And I wanted to deal with the cities of refuge in chapter 19, which is Christ. But I just started reading, and I thought Christ must have dealt with this. He is that prophet. He's that prophet of whom Moses spoke. All right, look at it. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. This is Moses speaking. Deuteronomy 18, 15. "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet," capital P, "from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me," Moses said. "Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying," that they were before the mountain, "and it thundered and lightning, and they feared God." They were afraid, and they said, "Let us not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not." And the Lord said unto me, Moses said, "The Lord said to me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet," capital P, "from among their brethren, like unto thee, Moses, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." So God said, this is the one. I've raised it up from among you, like Moses, my prophet. Okay? Now you notice the word is capitalized, P. Nowhere in the Bible is it capitalized ever. Right there. No prophet ever had that word in front of his name as a title. No apostle did. It does not say the apostle Paul. Mm-mm. Capital, mm-mm. It says Paul the apostle, small a. Every time. Nowhere is it capitalized except here. In Hebrews 3, it says, "Consider the apostle," capital A, "and high priest," capital A, "Jesus Christ." Nowhere is king, capital A, ever, except concerning Christ. He's the king, capital K, of kings. Lord, capital L, of lords, small l. That's significant. People worship the prophets. And they, John did. John, the apostle on the Isle of Patmos, fell down before the angel and worshiped him. And the angel said, "See thou do it not. I'm of thy brethren, the prophets," small p. "I've just been glorified, and you'll soon be just like me. But don't worship me. Worship God." So he's that prophet. And all right, occasionally, angel is capitalized, capital A. Now, who could that be? The angel. Definite article. The, like, this is the only one. The angel, capital A, of the Lord. Who could that be but the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? the angel, he's the messenger of the covenant. Melchizedek. It's capitalized. K. King of Salem. King of peace. Who's that? And I wanted to deal with that, but I just skipped over it. It was just too much. All right, Christ is this prophet, the prophet, capital P. What is a prophet? Look at verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. It's a man. A prophet was a man sent by God. Turn with me to John 1, Gospel of John, chapter 1. A prophet was a man, sent by God, like Moses, sent by God, raised up by God. Elijah, a man sent by God. Elisha, a man sent by God. Samuel, John the Baptist was the last, our Lord said this, the last of the Old Testament prophets. All the prophets prophesied until John. He's the last Old Testament prophet. All right, they came to John, chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man sent from God. You see that? Whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. See, to him, to Christ, give all the prophets witness. The man is a true prophet. He's bearing witness of Christ. That's his purpose. Read on. Verse 8, he was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. Capital L. You see that? Capital W, the word. Verse 9, that was the true light, capital L, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, if he has light. He got it from Christ. He was in the world. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. All right, look at verse 19. This is the record of John. The preaching of John. The Jews came to him. Who art thou? Verse 20. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Well, they said, they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? He said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? He said, no. His words got fewer, didn't they? How plain could he make it? I'm not Christ. I am not the Christ. No. Some of these self-proclaimed prophets in our day, they leave some doubt as to, I mean, they would have you think they're something special. If you come to them and ask them, well, I'm anointed, they'll say, John never said that. Well, this man was sent by God, John, but Christ was sent by God. Christ was sent. Look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6. You know, he said in his prayer, this is life eternal. John 17:3. This is life eternal, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent, the sent one. John chapter 6, look at verse 38. I came down from heaven. No prophet ever came down from heaven. Christ did, didn't he? To do mine own will. Not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And verse 39. And this is the will of him, this is the Father's will which hath sent me. Verse 40. This is the will of him that sent me. Sent me. Look at verse 44. It is written, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. The sent one, sent by God, with the word of God. Now a prophet, go to back to Deuteronomy 18. A prophet was one sent by God. Christ was sent by the Father. To do what? to speak the words of God. This is what all prophets were sent to do. This was their job. This was their message. This is what they were sent to do. Bring the word of God to the people of God. All right, look at Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. He shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. God said, I've sent him to speak my word. Okay? Moses, and go to Hebrews 1 with me. Hebrews 1. It's a Bible study, so we search the scripture. Hebrews 1. Moses was the spokesman for God, wasn't he? He was the spokesman for God. He was God's prophet, and he spoke to the people for God. And you read with me where the people said, and they saw the mountain burning with fire and thunder and lightning, and they said, don't let God speak to you, speak to God, to us from God. You speak to us. And God said, they well said. And Hebrews 1 says this in verse 1, God at sundry times and divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. Small p. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by Son, capital S, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And on it went on. Goes to talk about Christ being better than the angels, better than Aaron, better than Moses. The Pharisees and all said, we have Moses. He said, Moses wrote of me. I said, Abraham's our father. He said, before Abraham was, I am. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So, this is the one sent by God with the word of God, like Moses. John 3, turn to John chapter 3. Again, John the Baptist is speaking here. John chapter 3. And here's what he says of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what he says of himself. Verse 30, John 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now there's a prophet of God, small p. It says, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, from nowhere, knew nothing, can do nothing, but God called me by his grace, revealed himself to me by his grace. And I preach Christ. That's the prophet. And he must increase. Verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy. Speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. What he hath seen and heard, speaking of Christ, that he testified. No man receiveth his testimony. But he that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. He that believes Christ believes God, because all that Christ said was the word of God. Okay? And set to his seal that God is true, and every man a liar. And verse 34, here it is. He whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit, capital S, by measure unto him, speaking of Christ. But the Father loveth the Son, hath given all things into his hand. The word of God, the people of God, everything. So the prophet was one sent by God from among the people, born of a woman, chosen from among the people. Yeah, but how can he come down from heaven and yet come from the earth? Well, you know, don't you? A child is born, yeah, but the son is given. A babe was born. A body hast thou prepared me. Yeah, but he was with the Father from the beginning. That's that. God was manifest in the flesh. Chosen from among the people, but sent by God. And the Father, it says here, John says, loveth the Son, hath given all things into his hand. We got to read verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son. Didn't Moses say, if you won't hear that prophet, hath, shall not see light, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And again, I remind us all that God spoke out loud only three times to all people. And it was when Jesus Christ was on this earth. And he said one thing all three times. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Isn't it? And that's what Moses said. God said, if they won't hear him, I'm going to require it at their hands. If they don't believe on the Son, my wrath abides on them. But do you believe? That means the love of God abides on you. And in you. As Christ came for you, he was sent for you. Those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. All right, a prophet was a man sent by God. And he had the words of God. Turn to John 14. John 14. He had the words of God. Moses, Elijah, Samuel, all those men, they didn't speak their own mind. And that's what Hebrews said, or Peter said that. Holy men spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. And no scriptures of any personal man's interpretation, but holy men, chosen men, spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God. And Christ had not the Spirit by measure, but he is the anointed one. John 14, verse 6. Christ said unto Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, all the prophets pointed to the way, didn't it? All the prophets pointed to Christ the way. That's what John did. The last said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That's how you know a true prophet. He spoke of Christ. He testified of Christ. He pointed to Christ. He pointed people to Christ. John had two disciples that followed him. And when they heard Christ, they quit following John and started following Christ. And John said, hallelujah. My job is, I've done my job. I pointed to him. They're not following me. They're following him. They're looking to him. Because to him give the prophets written. And they all pointed to the way. Well, when Christ, that prophet came, capital P, he said, I am the way. All the prophets preached the truth, didn't they? That's how you know they were the prophets of God. They told the truth. Christ said, I am the truth. All the prophets preached the way of life, which was Christ. Christ said, I am the life. He that believeth on me, Christ said, hath everlasting life. Look at verse 10, John 14. He said to his disciples, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, and he doeth the works. The word, the works, everything proves that he is that prophet of whom Moses spake. All right? Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now, here's the test of a prophet of God. Deuteronomy 18. Here's the test of a true prophet of God. Verse 22. You have it? Verse 20. The prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak. Oh my, we could dwell on that a lot right now. There's so many today. Don't you hate, don't you despise everything you're seeing and reading on these billboards everywhere and that pretend to be what God has said? It's blasphemy. Don't you, you see these flippant little careless subjects that have God's name signed to it? Like, what part of no don't you believe? Sign God, or come to my house on Sunday. God, don't you hate that? I hate it. God didn't say that. And anybody that says he said that is not of God. And these prophets that say things that are not from God's word, they're not of God. If anybody's to the law, to the testimony, if they speak not according to my word, God said, there's no light in them, no Christ in them. God didn't send them. Jeremiah 23 just goes in depth about these prophets that preach their dreams and signs and all this babbling talk of tongues and so forth. They're not of God. The prophet of God is sent to do one thing, preach that prophet.
That's right.
Preach Christ, pointing into Him. That's how you know. But look at this, all right, verse 20. The prophet which presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, that prophet will die. Count on it. It's going to happen. Verse 21. If thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? How do we know? How do we know a man's a prophet of God? How do we know what he's saying is true or not true? Verse 22. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, if it doesn't come to pass, the Lord didn't say that. Don't be afraid of him. Don't listen to that prophet. If what he says doesn't come true, he's not God's prophet. All right, now listen to what our Lord said. The Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he said in Matthew 24. He said this. I don't want to misquote him. He's the only one I want to quote. He said in Matthew 24, listen to this. Heaven and earth shall pass away. And it shall. With the fervent heat. He said that. He said that my words shall not pass away. Not one word of mine shall fail. Not one word that Christ spoke will not come to pass. Every single thing he said hath, doth, and shall come to pass. He is the Word. He spoke the Word. He preached the Word. He reveals the Word. All right, that's my next point. A prophet is a foreteller of future events. A foreteller of future events. And our Lord, through Isaiah the prophet, over and over in Assisi, he said, bring forth these prophets. Let us tell us things that are going to happen. Come on. Tell us things that aren't yet done. Tell us. And our Lord, everything he spoke, hath and doth and shall come to pass. A foreteller of future event. Things not known. Things not known. A diviner is the word. A diviner. One that knows the mind, the will of God, what God hath willed, what God hath purposed, the covenant of God, the mind of God, the will of God. Who knows? And all the prophets received what they know of God. They received it from Christ. Solomon was a man of great wisdom, wasn't he? Man with all that wisdom. Where did he get his wisdom from? Christ. Christ is wisdom. That's who Solomon wrote of in chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 8, and on, didn't he? Probably, he wrote of, that's where, who he got his wisdom from. Christ is the wisdom of God, is the power. These prophets were men of power. They were men who performed great miracles, didn't they? Like Moses. Moses had the rod of God in his hand, didn't he? By which he divined things, by which he judged things, by which he ruled all of Israel, millions of people. Moses was a powerful man. He went into the king of this world, Pharaoh, and said, let my people go. Right in his face. Maybe he pointed his finger. Let my people go. Thus saith the Lord. Unafraid. Let my people go. And eventually he did. Now Moses represents Christ who stood before the God of this world. He came to do what? Let his people go. To lead captivity captive. To take them from the God of this world. And he faced him first thing. Moses had the rod of God, by which he ruled, that rod of Aaron, the high priest, which budded, which was powerful. That rod, that scepter. Oh, scripture says our Lord is the scepter of God, is the rod of God, the ruler of God. Moses took that rod and divided the Red Sea, didn't he? Divided the Red Sea by which his people walked through on dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were destroyed. In the same way that Moses divided the sea and the people went across the Red Sea, mind you. And they went across on dry ground with not any mud on their feet. From the weakest to the strongest, they all went over by Moses, God's decree through Moses, and separating the sea. And the Egyptians, the world, essayed to do to get to the other side. And by the same power, Moses, God said, put your rod and swallow them up. And they did. They all died. Christ is Moses. Christ is the rod of God. Christ is the Red Sea who parted. Christ is the solid rock on whom we walk and stand. And by which he is the way over. And he is the water. Christ is all in all. And just as those Egyptians wouldn't listen to Moses, they didn't believe Moses, they weren't in the houses under the blood, and they essay to get on the other side, God, Christ says, destroy them by his decree. Moses took that rod of God and smote the rock, didn't he? What power to smite the rock, a rock, mind you, and out of that rock flowed rivers of living water by which all the people of God were watered in the desert, in the wilderness, where there no water was. Christ is the one who smote. He's the rod. He's the rock. He's the water. He's all the time. Moses interceded for the people. They said, let not God speak for us, to us. You speak to us. There's one mediator. You're so blessed if you know this. There are millions upon billions of people who pray to the saints or pray to a woman named Mary. There's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. And he said, the Father always hears me. And if you come to me, if you call on the Father by me, he'll hear you. He promised that. That's what Moses said. A prophet. Moses, he prophesied of Christ. Said, a prophet, capital P, the Lord will raise up like me. Him, to him. He's the one you need to hear. Moses had many people killed. That's power. To kill or make alive. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He stood on one side and said, who's on the Lord's side? Come unto me. And whoever believed God came and stood by Moses. And I remind you, all the sons of Levi did. The priests of God, they did. They stood by Moses. And then you know what God did through Moses? Opened the earth up and swallowed them up. And it says all the people feared God and Moses. People don't fear Jesus today. They don't fear Jesus. Because he wouldn't hurt anybody. He loves everybody so much. He's standing outside everybody's heart's door wanting so badly for them to let him in. That's not the Lord Jesus. His name is Lord, capital L, Jesus Christ. And he is sitting on the circle of the earth. Sitting on the right hand of the majesty on high. Reigning and ruling, expecting his enemy to be made his footstool. He's not standing outside anybody's heart's door. He's seated, having finished his work, reigning and ruling over everything that writhes or wriggles. Killing, making alive. Wounding, healing. He said, I, the Lord, do all these things. And the fear of this Lord Jesus is the beginning of saving wisdom. Elijah hewed those prophets, didn't he? Elijah. He hewed 450 prophets right in front of people's eyes. Samuel did the same thing, didn't he? Killed them all. Yes, he did. Elisha raised the dead. Now, who could do that except a true prophet of God? Christ said, I am the life. I am the resurrection. Oh, raise the dead. He hath quickened us together. All of God's people have been raised from the dead. By who? Jesus Christ. Quickened together with him. I cry. Greater than all the prophets, because he's God. Of whom the prophets wrote, of whom the prophets spoke, they all received their life, their knowledge, their power, their everything from him. And let me close with this. Deuteronomy 18. Go back there. Deuteronomy 18. It says in verse 19, he said, whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. And our Lord said in John 5, John 8, over and over again, he said, he that is of God heareth God's words. That's what he said. He said to some Pharisees, why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot, because you're not of God. But he that is of God heareth my word. He said, the words that I speak are the words of him that sent me. He that heareth me heareth him. The words I speak. He said that over and over and over and over again today. Have you heard? Do you believe? There was a woman at the well, remember, John 4? And the Lord told her future, told her things that he knew all about her. And she said, I perceive you're a prophet. You know, that's what the disciples on the road said. We believe Jesus of Nazareth. They said, are you a stranger here and you haven't heard what's going on here? She said, what things? He said, what things? They said, well, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet. We trusted that it was him who... And so then he began to preach himself. And the woman at the well said, she said, I perceive you're a prophet. And she was religious, you know. Well, our fathers say this. Our fathers, I'm a Methodist. You're a Baptist. Woman, you don't know what you worship. If you don't know Christ, you don't know what you worship. And then she said, well, when Christ has come, Messiah, he'll tell us all things. And that's when he said, I must speak unto thee. Dropped her water pot. She dropped everything. Went home, dropped that fella she's lived with. And had, now, you know who she's talking about? You know who she's taken up with? You know who she believes? She didn't know what she believed for. Now she knows who. Christ. And that's all she could talk about was him. Because he's all. I admit the Christ. Is not this the Christ? Told me all things. And Peter preached at Pentecost. He said David was a prophet. He preached this at Pentecost. David was a prophet. But he didn't speak of himself. He spoke of Christ. He wasn't speaking of himself, saying that he wouldn't suffer corruption or leave his soul in hell. He said David's in the ground right now. His body is. But Christ, he spoke of Christ whom the Lord raised from the dead. All the prophets except Elijah died. Elisha died from sickness. He had, what did he die from? He had some kind of virus, I guess. Well, who sent it? God did. And what happened to him? He's living forever now. But he died from that. God sent it. All the prophets. Well, Christ died, didn't he? All those prophets died. If you could find their graves, you'd dig up some bones. You'd find some bones. But you go over to Israel and look for the bones of Jesus Christ, you'll never find them. God raised him from the dead. And that's how we know he's the Christ. by the Spirit of holiness and the resurrection from the dead. And now he's ever liveth to make intercession of his people. So he's that prophet of whom Moses wrote, capital P. Do you trust him? Do you believe him? Do you look to him? Do you follow him? I hope so. If you do, then I've done my job. Okay.